Newmarket is planning to enhance and replace parts of the green landscape at the Mulloch property as it nears completion on a schematic design. Plant Architect Inc. recommended making enhancements to the green space as part of a planning update for the future $40 million park October 19. The firm found that much of the plant life is invasive or non-native, and suggested new plantings along with some tree removal to improve the landscape's biodiversity. Plant architect Lisa Rapoport said they hope to preserve the cultural landscape of the property, but also hope to push the landscape to something more pre-colonial. There's a conversation about how we make this more natural. How do we understand what the existing landscape might have been? She said. Planners delivered council an update on their progress at a workshop, including findings from an ecological survey, feedback on the artistic direction of the park, as well as master plan amendments. This is part of a schematic design process expected to continue throughout the fall. The firm said there are issues with trees on the property near their end of life that are a liability, and some removal will be necessary. Rapoport said they will plant 2 trees for every 1 removed in stress, quality over quantity, by increasing native species and diversifying the structure of the forest. The presentation discussed different visions for the art side of the park, which will feature an artist residency and installations. The firm held workshops with local stakeholders and artists, pitching ideas such as landmark destinations, a social playground with multiple seasonal festivals, and innovative experiences using new technologies. But rather than those, the firm said the most popular approach, and part of its recommendation, is toward landscape-based art, such as site-specific earth art utilizing natural materials. It has a compelling fit and feeling, Mayor John Taylor said. Anchoring off of the landscape to work with public art, I think is a great idea. Planners also made several adjustments to the master plan. That includes making its Yonge Street entry bridge only 1 path instead of 2, which Rapoport said was done to reduce the impact on the natural area. Although the bridge will be accessible, Taylor expressed concerns with difficulties that people could experience to get to the house that will be a central hub on the property, given the distance and lack of sidewalk connections. I've struggled with this one from day one, Taylor said. I still don't feel like we've got it figured out. The municipality plans to continue consultation and have a public information center before the end of the year. There's a lot here and a lot of work that's been done, Councillor Kelly Broom said, putting so much in the park and keeping it natural at the same time.